We are going to be joined by Stu Pinkerton from the. He's the general manager of the Hunter Wildfires. They're playing at Woi Woi today. They're playing the Shoot Shield. So I think we have him on the line. Stu, are you there?
I'm here, mate. How are you going, fellas?
We're fantastic, mate. Thanks for joining us. And you're playing the Southern Districts today out at Woi Woi, or tonight, sorry, at 6:30, mate. What brings you down to the peninsula?
Mate, we're obviously based up in the Hunter. We normally play at Newcastle. But one of the things we talk about strategically with where we want to take the club is to promote rugby in our regional areas. We have mate, five players, a couple of in our women's team as well. We'll have maybe five or six coaches on our staff, all reside in the Central Coast area. So it's a good fit for us. We want to come down here and promote rugby. We want to promote the Hunter Wildfires, and it's also a way of saying thank you to our Central Coast residents who are part of our squad.
Yeah, Stu, Gary Birkinshaw here, mate. Thanks for coming on the show. Mate, big day today as well. You've got five teams playing, and then plus also we got the first grade opener of the local competition between Woi Woi and Avoca. So it's certainly a big day for your club as well, and I assume that would be just a regular Saturday.
Today is our first full card of teams. The girls didn't get to kick off last week. It's round one for the women's team. But we normally run a big day of rugby. It's five games usually. We've got the Woi Woi and Avoca first grade fixture, round one for the Central Coast competition. They're on at 3:25. Again, it's another way of saying thank you to the club, to Woi Woi for hosting us. So we've snuck those guys in. And it's more just about getting people through the gate, enjoying rugby, come and watch, support their team, support the Wildfires, do what we're about, obviously promote Shoot Shield rugby. It's an elite standard. We call ourselves semi-professional. And then we're one step away from the Waratahs. If you saw that game last night against the Crusaders, it was an excellent exhibition of rugby. And hopefully today we can do something similar.
Both teams on the back of losses in round one. You guys going down to the Galloping Greens. Are they still referred to the Galloping Greens, Randwick?
Absolutely. Well, the performance last week, they were had their galloping form back. Unfortunately, we copped them on a hot streak. They their last year's premiers. They've come out of the gate looking pretty strong. Stephen Hall's their head coach. He has an ability to recruit really well. You know, he's a Foxtel commentator, former Wallaby player. So, look, I think Randwick is definitely going to be one of the teams to beat, and we are looking to bounce back.
Yeah, and last year, mate, you made the finals, unfortunately going down to Northern Suburbs in the quarterfinals, but you would have regarded that as a successful year for you guys?
Last year, the first grade team was top three for 17 of the 18 weeks. We just struggled a little bit towards the end of the season when the Super Rugby players, if the guys don't make the Wallabies, the Super Rugby players still are back into Shoot Shield, which is brilliant. You know, you want the best players in the competition. Being such a young club as ourselves, like the Wildfires, we haven't established a lot of Super Rugby players as yet.
Yeah.
So once we hit finals, we're just a little bit outgunned. However, we're planning, hoping that changes this year. We've made a few changes to our planning and to our recruiting, and we're looking to maybe make sure that we hit the finals on a high last year, as opposed to where we were just sort of hanging on a bit last year.
Yes, Stu, can you elaborate a bit on some of those changes that you've actually made? And who are the players, if I don't go down to Woi Woi this afternoon, who should I be keeping my eye on?
Well, we've got, I'll just give you a few of our Central Coast stars. We've got April Radford and Emily Luff in our women's team. So they'll be popular first off. That game's at 11:15, so you have to get down pretty soon to see those stars. And Isaiah Nuamata is also joining our squads as well. He's well-regarded down here on the coast. In first grade, look, the main recruit was around Bo Abra and strengthening our tight five. We've got Hamish Moore back, who's fit last year. He suffered some injuries towards the end of the last season. Tonga Kulamatangi, ex-Tongan World Cup star. He's, again, coming in the front row. You're probably getting a hint that our forwards coach or our heads coach likes to recruit around forwards. We also have Jamie King in the back, and we have Ethan Morgan, who's stepped up now into first grade. So, we're looking at, again, as I said, improving our performance towards the end of the season, making sure we're hitting the finals in the right direction, not sort of just hanging on.
Stu, you know, there's been plenty of discussion around, you know, the Wallabies and what's happened there, around the Waratahs and their performance this year, and, you know, the state of rugby union. Where does the Shoot Shield fit, and how strong and competitive is it? Do you see, you know, obviously, you know, back in the heyday, it was, you know, the premier competition. Is it still a great grounding for, you know, the next Waratahs, Wallabies? And I dare say the answer is yes, but is it, I guess where I'm going with this, is it where it needs to be, or is there things that can be done to improve the standard of rugby, you know, across all levels?
Yeah, I think rugby, you're right, is at a, it's at a bit of a tipping point at the moment. And we talked strategically with Waratahs and Sydney Rugby about where the competition needs to head. Its traditional base has always been about a community game. We had four or five grades, three or four Colts teams. I remember my experience at Randwick, we had six grades and four Colts teams. And just look, in sport in general, across all codes, participation has decreased. And we can argue and discuss about why those reasons are. But where the Shoot Shield is at the moment, it still has this strong base of community engagement, where you want to, just on a Saturday afternoon, walk down to your local field, similar to today, just walk down to Woi Woi, catch the train or whatever, come and watch some local rugby, maybe see your mates in third grade, maybe yourself have a run around in fourth grade for half a game, have a beer, have a sausage on the sideline, and then go to the clubhouse and tell everyone how unreal you were. And that base, I think, is always going to be part of Shoot Shield, and I'd like to keep that. However, there is a desire to fill this gap, what they call third tier, between Super Rugby and what's below it. So if we can develop our teams, our first grade side, to be able to provide players to Super Rugby, that would be ideal. It's the finding this balance between making sure our clubs still stay as a large group of players with just maybe a high performance first grade side. That, I think, would be the goal, because I want to see the clubs retain their identity. And when we went down the path, and the league did it a little bit as well with the Adelaide Rams and the Perth Reds or whatever, people don't like dropping teams or teams that just appear from nowhere. You've got to have some tradition and value aligned to a club that's been around for a while. And if it's, you know, decreasing the amount of teams, that then maybe we branch off halfway through the season, the top six teams play the top six Brisbane teams. But as long as it's still Randwick and Wildfires and Sydney Uni, I think that has some merit. But you're right, look, I think all codes are struggling with participation and how to really nail what going forward looks like. I think rugby, you know, a couple of years ago, we were sort of bottoming out, and I think the next news story is hopefully it's a good one. And then the World Cup, we all had our fingers sort of crossed, and they obviously did an abrupt change about how the World Cup was going to look. They went all in on Eddie, and that kind of backfired. So we had another sort of bad news cycle there. Mm. But in my view, with my role at Newcastle Rugby, Hunter Juniors are firing. We've got really good participation in the Hunter. The local comp up there is really good, but again, it's slightly changed. Players are wanting to play Friday nights. Players are wanting to play in different times. The girls playing on Friday nights really popular. It's just difficult, I think, across all codes to really nail exactly what needs to happen. So in my role, I'm concentrating on the Wildfires. We're growing as a club. Hunter Juniors are growing. So I'm content with my little regional area. However, that's why we're here in Woi Woi. We're down here today promoting rugby. We took a trial game to the Coffs Harbour about two weeks ago now. Took a game to Maitland. We took a game to Singleton. We're doing our best to promote rugby in our area, in our region. And that's, in a way, that's all you can really do. Look after what's in your own backyard, and hope the administration up the top are doing their role.
Yeah, good on you, Stuart. Well said, mate. And I think, look, there's a couple of reasons. I think there's two significant reasons as to why, you know, participation rates have decreased in a lot of those traditional sports. And when I say traditional sports, back in our day, Gaz, it was, you know, you only had a couple of options. You either played rugby union, rugby league, and soccer was sort of frowned upon because, you know, it wasn't something that was, you know, widely played. Whereas now there's so many other options. AFL is obviously, you know, a much bigger option. I also think the demographic of, you know, the makeup of society and, you know, where people are from and their backgrounds, et cetera, don't necessarily lend itself to, you know, those traditional sports. So that's a couple of reasons. I think, you know, thankfully, for a lot of the sporting codes, the growth in female participation has been a big plus, and has helped absorb some of the decrease in numbers. And I think it's fantastic that we've seen these growth in those sports. Stu, thank you so much for your time this morning. And more importantly, mate, thanks for having the vision and foresight to bring the Hunter wildfires down to Woi Woi and the Central Coast and capture and embrace those people on the coast, because I know they're big, strong supporters of rugby down in the peninsula. And if they're looking for any sort of action tonight, rugby action, that is, there's no doubt that Woi Woi Oval's the place to be as you guys take on the Southern District. So thanks very much for your time, mate, and good luck tonight.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thanks for having me, and all the best.